Arachin chapter on Mishnah 8. Now we're going to go into the cities of the Levium, right? We've been dealing with cities, houses in a walled city up to now, which you could redeem for the first year and then not again after it. Then they go out forever. But the Levium, it's not the same. The house of the Levi could be redeemed at any time. And the Yovel year, it goes back to the Levi. So does that apply, says the Mishnah, Yisrael Sheyarash Avi Imoy Levi. An Israelite who inherited from his mother's father, who was a Levi. So his mother's father was, his grandfather was a Levi. His mother was a Levi, but she married a Yisrael, making him the Yisrael. And then he inherits property from his grandfather, who was a Levi. Says the Mishnah, Einagol Kaseder Hazeh, he does not redeem it according to this order. Meaning, we'll see now. So to the other way around, if a Levi inherited from his mother's father, he was an Israelite, meaning his grandfather was an Israelite, his mother was an Israelite, she married a Levi, now he's a Levi. Einagol Kaseder Hazeh is not redeemed in this manner, Shneimar, because it says, Ki batei arei halevim, we learn now from this pasuk, for the houses of the cities of the Levim, which means Ad Shir Levi Ubare Halavim, until it's a Levi in the city of a Levi. Divrei Rebbe. That's the only time the law changes. When it's a Levi doing the deal, right? He was the seller and it was in the city of a Levi. That's the only time that the law changes. That's according to Rebbe. The Chomim Omrim, they say, no, Eina Devarim Amurim Ela Be'arei HaLevim. The matter only depends on it being in one of the cities of the Levim. Doesn't matter if the person who, let's say, inherited the house, even if he was an Israelite, doesn't matter. If he inherited a house in one of the cities of the Levim, the different law that applies to Levim also applies to him because the house is in the city of the Levi. So that's according to the Chachamim. Next part of the Mishnah now it goes into in the city of the Levi. Now there was the city was given to the Levi plus a distance outside of the city. So there's two opinions. If it was 2,000 amas outside the city or 3,000 amas outside the city. Either way, the first 1,000 amas had to be left open as it was like to beautify the city. It was left open. A bok, yeah, a big bok. and then the next 1,000 amas or next 2,000 amas were fields. That's where they would sow their fields. So says the Mishnah, Eino sin sada migrash, the fields can't be made into open space. Velo migrash sada, nor could the open space be made into fields. Velo migrash ir, you also can't build in the open space. Velo ir migrash, and you can't destroy any part of the city to make open space. So, in other words, it's basically got to be left the way it is. Whatever's there has to be left the way it is. And there's different reasons brought for different parts of this. For example, destroying a city to make open space is, they say, is not, that's like, what's with the land should be inhabited, you know? And so you're going about it in the reverse. You're destroying city to, and building in the open space, that's also no good because the open space was there to beautify the city. Now you're going to, the city's not going to be so beautiful because you built up all the parks, right? Makes sense. Amar Rebbe Elazar, he says, B'madvim Omrim, what is this? Talking about Be'era HaLevim. This law is only talking about the cities of the Levi. Havel Be'era Yisrael, but in the cities of the Yisraelim, Oisin Sada Migrash, you can make a field into an open space. Velo Migrash Sada, but you can't make an open space into a field. Right? So it's interesting. It's a different halacha when it comes to the cities of the Jisha. Migrash Eir, the open space can be built up into a city. Velo Eir Migrash, but still a city can't be broken down and made into open space. Kedai Shilu Yarcheve Es Are Yisrael, so that the cities of Israel shouldn't be destroyed. So you can't take the city over there and break it, bash it down to make open space. And then last opinion of the Masechta, Kohanim v'Levim Moichrin La'olam, the Kohanim and the Levim may sell at any time, V'galim La'olam, and they can redeem at any time, Shenemar, Geulas Olam Tia L'Levim, the Levim may be redeemed at any time. So you'll remember that when we're talking about this is not talking about a field, we come back to a field, that the field of an Israelite, you can't sell it within 2 years, less than 2 years of the Yovel. And if he did sell it, he can't redeem it in the first 2 years. But when it comes to the Kanim and the Levim, they were allowed to do that. They had special dispensation to do that. So, Harin Alecha Meseches Arachin.